The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio, we have Loretta Kuhn. She is with the Huron County Relay for Life. They have their Relay for Life program coming up this Friday. We're going to be talking about what they're going to be doing this year as things slowly creep back to some semblance of normal. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Craig.
I guess the first thing I'd ask is, you had to really make plans last year with the, a drive-through?
Yes, we did want to make people aware that cancer isn't going away just because of COVID, and we weren't going away either. We raised about $20,000 last year with everything that was going on, which we felt was really good. Our goal this year is $30,000, and I believe that we will hit that. But the drive-through was nice. People were able to come out, see who our generous business sponsors were last year, and see the luminaria that were out still, and still had a feeling of community. We're able to donate some of them. We're very generous as they drove through. We honored our survivors with a cake that was donated by Murphy's Bakery. Everybody got a piece of cake. So it was small, scaled back, but still we were there.
So COVID hit you last year in one direction and this year in another direction. Last year you had planned everything out and then everything had to change because COVID struck. This year you made plans, thinking you might still be in masks and distancing and all the rest, not knowing that, 4 days before the event, everything was pretty much lifted for these types of events. So you had to plan months ago on a contingency.
Yes, and I feel that we're still going to go ahead with some of the plans that we did. One of them being, we are going to ask people to wear masks. One, our survivors may be immune compromised, a little bit of safety for them. But how about let's honor all those healthcare workers who were there for our cancer patients through COVID and are still there for them. And they wear masks every day. So a couple of reasons to still mask up at Relay this year.
You can put a big thank you on front of the mask or something.
Hey, that's a great idea.
So it's kind of back to normal, not fully, again, because you didn't know how far you could go. What events are coming up this time around? You have a pair of them that are pretty much essential to your Relay for Life.
Yes. The two big things that we knew we were going to do, even if we had to socially distance and wear masks or whatever the requirements were going to be, was we were having a survivor ceremony. Our survivors are so important to us. We love to honor them and we love to have them come out. So we invite all survivors to come out. We are trying to make this a very safe event for you. Please come out, join us, be honored, be recognized. We have a survivor chair who's working very hard on a little goodie basket for you when you come. And she's a survivor herself, so there are those of us who are survivors who will be there, but we would love everyone in the community who is a survivor just to come out and say, we are a survivor. Give hope to those who are newly diagnosed. That's very important for them to see. And then the luminaria ceremony, it's probably, for me, the most emotional part. We get to light all the bags. It's going on at 9:30. The survivor ceremony at 7 p.m. You can come anytime from 4 o'clock. It's the opening ceremony until 6:45 to register as a survivor and get your little goodie bag. And then we'll have our survivor ceremony at 7, and then the luminaria ceremony will be at 9:30.
You keep it near the end because it'll be darker at that time.
Right.
Because seeing them lit in the bag is much nicer than just seeing bags and you can't see the candle within.
Yep. And that's the light. That's their light. And whether they're here and they're a survivor or whether they've passed on, their light still shines in the people who loved them and love them still. So that's the emotional part. When you look at all those bags with all those candles glowing, and you know that that was a life touched by cancer, and not just them, but their families, and you think about all of those people, it's very moving to me.
And for the most part, they're local people that were, you know, impacted, whether it was a relative who lived elsewhere, a family member, or someone in their own immediate family here, it impacted somebody here in Huron County.
Absolutely. Yep. All of the Lumen areas are generally purchased by someone here in Huron County. You know, that's where our teams are located, so that's where the Lumen areas were. Like I say, I know that I have a brother-in-law who is in North Carolina. He's a cancer survivor. I still wanted to honor him because, yeah, it still affected me. His cancer did, you know, praying for him at the time, and thankfully he's a survivor. So, yes.
And in the past, if I remember, people used to get the bags and decorate them. Is that going to be something available, at least when you pick them up at the beginning of the event? Or how are you handling that? Because you do have, or we're figuring on restrictions of people being too close.
We are still going to be selling luminaria. So if you come to the event and you want to honor someone who's a survivor or in memory of someone who has passed away, we will have bags and we will have pens. Yeah, we'll be wiping the pens down after you use them to follow the protocols.
We've had a whole year of this. People are used to it.
Yeah, you know. But, yes, you can still come. You can still purchase a luminaria and still in be involved in the event, support the event. It'll look very similar, you know, other than, you know, maybe social distancing reminders to what we've had in the past. I know there will be a few teams that are selling some items. I believe one team is having a bake sale. Another team is going to bring their dish towels that she makes and washcloths. And they did an awesome job of selling those online, actually, this year. I want to say they raised over $800 selling $3 washcloths. So there are people supporting Relay just, you know, in various ways. Pizza Hut is going to be donating personal pan pizzas that we're going to be selling at 5 o'clock.
You don't want people all digging into the same pizza because of the restrictions you assumed would still be in effect.
Exactly.
And didn't just drop off 3-4 days before the event.
Yeah. You know, so like I say, it's going to be a good time. Dave LeMasters is going to be there as a DJ. He's always great at, you know, playing entertaining music that you can get up and dance to. We have the BNT Bobby Manila Band coming to play between Survivor Ceremony and Luminaria Ceremony. So you can bring your lawn chairs, sit and listen to a great band. They were at Relay a couple years ago, and they're really, really good. So if you just, you know, come out and enjoy the community of people supporting ACS.
And among the supporters, you said at the opening, there's going to be a person from Meijer's out there.
Yes. Meijer is a corporate sponsor of ACS. And because we have a Relay for Life event and a Meijer in our town now, we get a share of that. That goes towards our total, if you will. So we are grateful that they supported our Relay, and they are going to have a couple representatives at the opening ceremony who are going to speak. We've got Father T.J. Fleming doing the prayer at the opening ceremony, and Kay Balser is going to be singing the national anthem, and WLEW is going to be there. They're going to be broadcasting for us, too. So,
well, everybody comes out for a good cause.
Yes. That's the goal.
That's the goal. Now, was it a weird year when the Big C wasn't cancer?
It kind of was.
It kind of, everybody, in no matter what they were doing, had a big change. But the Big C had always been referred to as cancer, and this past year, the Big C more gravitated to COVID.
That's true. But what we don't want people to forget is that cancer didn't go away. Research still needed to be funded. ACS's programs, like the 24/7 hotline that you can call, 1-800-ACS-2345 or 1-800-227-2345. I did that when I was diagnosed with basal cell skin cancer. You know, I was told this is the best kind of cancer you can get, but to me, it was like, what do you mean best kind? So I got a hold of ACS.
It's like, oh, this is the best kind of bankruptcy. You know, yeah. I mean, it's no matter, the whole word just doesn't with best.
No. So I called them. They sent me information. I was able to understand better what I was diagnosed with, how I was going to be treated. To have that kind of assurance from them and all that they provided me was great. And that's available to everyone. Research is so important. And ACS knows
but
that.
But that hotline also can connect you with services they provide. And maybe, 211 is a good source to see what other things might be available locally, just so that you're not alone in this. There are resources out there, the American Cancer Society and others that can maybe help get you to where you need to be.
Yeah. I mean, if you need help with testing, I believe you can contact the hospitals here about free mammograms or rectal colon cancer screenings. You know, so yeah, there's resources.
You don't get them if you don't ask.
That's true.
And don't know they're there.
Right. You have to reach out. There's not a national database that lets ACS know that you have cancer. They don't reach out to you. You need to reach out to them.
That internet can't do everything?
Apparently not.
But ACS does have an internet site, which is a place for good, accurate information. There's a lot of hokey stuff out there and herbal remedies that's going to help you and all kinds of things that are not tested, tried and true, and approved by federal regulators. The American Cancer Society website, they will have accurate information.
Exactly. And that's cancer.org.
Cancer.org.
Cancer.org. They also have relayforlife.org if you want to get involved in raising funds.
And that will get you to the Huron County one and to ones in other communities around. So if you're listening to this across the bay or whatever,
absolutely.
Just go to that site and
type in your zip code and it'll bring up all the relays around you. So, yeah.
So you can participate when they are going to be, because you don't hold them all on the same weekend.
No.
It isn't like, you know, relay weekend across Michigan.
Nope. They're held throughout the year. They're held on colleges. They're held around the world. Relay for Life is the biggest fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. I remember way back when my mom used to go out and go to all the neighbors and get donations from them to turn in. Changed to Relay for Life, and it's gone through changes. Back when it started in 1985, May of 1985, Dr. Gordy Klatt went 24 hours around a track in Tacoma, Washington, and he raised $27,000. The next year, he had 19 teams there raising money, and it's spread from there all over the world. You know, so our goal this year is $30,000, and I have confidence that we will hit that. So we're already at $21,000, and I know there's some big fundraisers that are just wrapping up, like a golf outing last week. We have Relay itself where we will be raising money. The auction just finished on Monday. People will be coming to Relay to pick up their items. So, you know, I feel confident we'll hit our $30,000 goal.
And who should come? How should they come? Is it a casual event? Do you need to dress for the weather? Do you need to bring lawn chairs? I mean, these types of things, people who may not have been there before, they show up and, you know, it's going to be a couple hours between the survivors and the luminaries, and they may want a place to sit, and there's only so much in the libraries, the park by the library.
Right. Yes, bring your own chairs, definitely.
Soft drinks or water if you want.
We will have teams selling water and soft drinks. So, you can bring your own, but hey, if you want to support Relit, you can also buy from a team.
You got to wash down those pan pizzas.
Yes, exactly. And like I say, if you come, it's a family-friendly event, so bring the kids.
There will be activities for the kids at it's a park.
It's a park. We're at the park. Teams in the past have had games that the kids could play, but this year, because of COVID, we did not plan on that.
Because you didn't know where we'd be right
now. Exactly. But I do know that there's a team that's going to be having some free things that kids can pick up that are individually bagged. So, we're still trying to make it family friendly. Come out, see what the teams are doing, listen to either Dave or the band, maybe dance a little. Dave's great at playing the songs that the kids all love, Cotton Eye Joe and the Cupid Shuffle and all those things that, everybody just kind of knows, and you get up and you do it. So it's a fun day. It's a day to remember. It's a day to honor survivors. It's very casual. Yes, dress for the weather. Wear your sunscreen. Very important.
Especially for in the afternoon. It could be a bit bright yet.
Yep. So we just want, as everybody to come out. This is a community event. And we would love to see as many people there as we can.
I was just wondering, the city has that new walking trail behind that park. I was wondering if maybe in the future you might be considering doing your luminaries down that way.
Oh, it might be.
It's kind of a nature way rather than a city street, and you can go down and come back. Could be a consideration,
perhaps. It definitely. We're always looking for new ideas. So, yes.
Well, terrific. It used to be, when I was a kid and my grandmother had it, cancer was the end diagnosis. That has changed a lot because of research from the American Cancer Society and just us learning more about it. And that's the only way we're going to ever conquer it.
Right. And, healthy living, research is so important. American Cancer Society has cut back on some of the costs involved with relays last year and this year to make sure they had funds to support the research still. So we used to always get a t-shirt as a participant if you raised $100, and we are not getting t-shirts. Didn't last year and aren't this year because it's a cost that ACS made the decision they would rather put the money into the research.
And they didn't need a warehouse full of shirts that says 2020, and all the events didn't go off.
That's true, too. So they are concerned to make sure that they use the money that we raise in the manner that we raise it for. And that's research and programs and things that help cancer patients to live longer and
quality of life. Quality of life is one of the things that is one of the vital parts in modern medicine, is to make sure you're not just extending it, but you're giving them better years before the end.
Yes, and that's probably one of the biggest reasons I am so involved in Relay for Life. When my husband Dennis was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia back in 2002, we didn't know what to expect. All you knew about leukemia was chemotherapy to kill everything in your body. Bone marrow transplant was the only way to survive. And we went to the doctor and he said, no, there's a brand new, just been out for 3 months. You take a Gleevec pill a day. And you don't need bone marrow transplants. You don't need to be in the hospital. You don't need chemo. Dennis went on it. Within 6 weeks, you would not know he had chronic myeloid leukemia. The Philadelphia chromosome, which causes it, was no longer in his blood. He was able to live the last 2 years of his life the way he wanted to because of Gleevec. He was able to bowl, go on snowmobile trips with his sons, to drive his dragster. That's quality of life. That's doing what you want to do. He passed away from something else, unfortunately, but the last 2 years of his life because of Gleevec were quality.
And that also transfers to the family, because yes, the family has 2 good years rather than one watching someone decline.
Yes, yes. So research is important.
And you mentioned you had your own little bout.
Yes, and there is for basal cell, they have what they call a Mohs surgery that's been developed. You go in and they take what they think is everything.
They don't want to go deeper than they have to. They just want to make sure they get it all.
Yep. You wait 45 minutes while they test that sample, and if all the edges come back clear, you're good to go. For me, they came back and said, no, we didn't get it all. We got to go farther down in this area here. Okay. They did that, tested it, came back, said, you're good to go. So I have the confidence, leaving the office, they got it all.
Well, so. And you didn't have the call 3 days later saying, nope, you got to come back. We'll set up another appointment. We have to get a little more. You were able to get it all done in a day, which, and go home feeling pretty good that you've taken care of it.
Yes, yes. So advancements in all kinds of things, in medicines, in surgeries, in just being able to give information for people and...
Give hope.
Give hope, yes.
That's a big one.
Yes, and, you know, there's cancer prevention studies that are going on. The first one made the link between smoking and cancer. Now they're looking at things like diet and exercise and how that affects people. You know, so there's, I know I'm part of it. I get a survey that I have to fill out, you know, and I tell them if there's been any changes. I tell them my habits, and they're correlating all that data to help come up with how you live to not get cancer in the first place. So there's all kinds of things that the American Cancer Society is doing.
Because in many cases, and in this one in particular, prevention is the best medicine.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so you have the event. It's coming up Friday.
Yes.
Where?
Bad Axe City Park.
The one by the library downtown behind City Hall?
Yep, yep. In fact, what we call our track goes around the library, if you will. It goes through the park and around the library. So the streets will be closed off because we'll be walking in that area. So you'll need to park, you know, on side streets, by the courthouse, you know, in different areas to come and attend. But the actual right around the park streets will be closed off. So everyone's safe. We can walk without worrying about being run over.
There you go. Starts at 4.
Starts at 4.
Is there a little gap between 4 and when you do the opening ceremony, just so everybody
nope.
gets there? Because you know people are
unfortunately, we will probably start the opening ceremony right at 4. And have that, but come anytime. You know, you're welcome anytime. If you miss the opening ceremony, like I say, you'll be able to listen to Dave LeMasters. Who knows? I may get ambitious and try and teach a line dancing dance to somebody in honor of my friend Mary, who passed away from cancer just a week ago. So, you know, it's a time to enjoy. And remember, survivors, your important time is 7 p.m. That's when the ceremony is. And the Luminaria ceremony is going to be at 9:30. And we'll do a lap or two, just kind of quietly looking at the luminarias. And then we'll close it at 10. And be grateful that we were able to have it this year. And be more normal.
closer to normal. Maybe by next year you can start planning now for a normal. We'll cross
yes.
our fingers.
On yes, that. That would be beautiful.
So it's this Friday, 4 till 10 p.m. at the park, Badax Park, by the library, next to, behind City Hall, near the courthouse. And if you need information on cancers and such, there's cancer.org, their website, and 1-800-ACS-2345 is the phone number. They have people there 24 hours who can talk to you if you have questions about cancer for yourself or a loved one that maybe isn't quite ready to talk about it, but you need to know how to help them. All these things are available, and part of what the fundraising is for is to have these services available.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for being with us. I'm glad that you can at least have something closer to normal this year.
Yes.
Because everybody is looking for that. You will be able to go out there. You are still asking people to wear masks because that's the protocols you set up when the thing was way, way back. You didn't know where you'd be. The Cancer Society wants you to do that anyway. But you'll use it to honor the people who are still on the front lines with cancer, the nurses, the doctors, the people who take care of you, who have to wear that mask.
Exactly.
Thanks for being with us. Our guest today has been Loretta Kuhn. She is the she's the fundraising lead for the Huron County Relay for Life. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll pass along all the latest in the news.